Starting off on the bottom of Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, three lines from the bottom, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, which says, Ein Sholin Es HaGashamim, and the continuation of the quote is, El Asamach HaGasham, we only begin asking for rain when it's right about to be the time when we want the rain. So the Gemara says, Savrua, originally they thought, She'ela v'haskara chadamilzihi, that even though it says Ein Sholem, you do not ask, but She'ela v'haskara, asking and mentioning, meaning asking means the phrase of the Saint Talamatar and Shemana Esrei. When we ask for rain, v'haskara, mentioning means the praise of Mashiva Baruch Merida Gashem. So we originally thought chadamilzi, it's the same thing, and therefore the Mishnah also means to say that we only say Mashiva Baruch Merida Gashem right before the time of rain. So the Gemara says, Man Tana, who's the author of this part of the Mishnah? Amar Rava. Rava said, Rabbi Yeshua, this must be the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua, Da'amar Mishasanach Aso, who says that we begin saying Mashiva Baruch Merida Gashem on the last day of Sukkot, when we put down the Lulav and Esrog, which is right before we want the rain, as opposed to the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, who says we begin saying Mashiva Baruch much earlier on the first day of Sukkot. Amar Le Abaye, Abaye said, Rava, no, afilu tema Rabbi Eliezer, this line of the Mishnah can go even according to Rabbi Eliezer, she'ela l'chud v'haskar l'chud, she'ela, asking for rain in v'sein talamater is one thing, and haskara, mentioning mashiva ruach, is another thing, and therefore, even though Rabbi Eliezer says we begin saying mashiva ruach already on the first day of Sukkot, he'll agree that we only begin asking for rain on the last day of Sukkot and onward. That's one version of this discussion. V'iga d'amri, and some said this discussion as follows. Lema Rabbi Yeshua, perhaps we should say that our Mishnah is Rabbi Yeshua based on this line. D'amri Mishasanach Aso, who says that we begin saying Mashiva Ruach only on the last day of Sukkot and onward. And therefore, it's Samach L'Gasham, right about to be the time we want the rain after Sukkot. Rava said, no, Afilu Tema Rabbi Elazar. You can even say that our Mishnah, this line of the Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer, She'el L'chud V'Haskar L'chud, because there's a difference between asking for rain, Mashiv V'Sein Talamater, which is only right before the rain, and Haskara, and mentioning the praise of Mashiv Aruch, which is that we begin earlier like Rabbi Eliezer. Okay. Let's see Rashi on that piece of Gemara, the previous Amud. Rashi, Hachi Garcinan, Savrua Shela Vaskara Chadamilsihi, they originally thought that in Shela and Haskara the same thing, Klomar, means to say, Hadikani Ain Sholan Esagasham, and when the Mishnah says we only ask for rain, Haino Ain Maskiran Esagasham, that means to say we only begin mentioning and praising Hashem for rain when it's about to be the time of the rainy season. Uman, and perhaps we thought this because again, because the Mishnah kind of jumps from Haskara to Sheela, without kind of pointing out there's a difference, so we thought it's one thing. Uman Tana, then who would be the author of the sign of the Mishnah? The Amar Samach Limilus HaGashem HaSkir, that we only praise Hashem in Mashiva Ruach right before the rainy season. Avalo Kodam Lechem, but not beforehand. Rabbi Yeshua, that's Rabbi Yeshua. The Amar who says, Mishat Hanachas Lulav HuMaskir, that we begin saying it from the time we put down the Lulav, Dehainu Yom Shmini, which is the eighth day of Sukkot, meaning Shmini Atzeres, V'zeu Samach L'Gashamim, and that's right before the time of the rain, d'menachag ve'elach huzeman gashem, because from Sukkot and onward, I mean after Sukkot, is the time when we want the rain. Turning the page, Hachi Garcia Rashi says this is the correct version of the Gemara. Ve'ikad da'amri, some said lema Rabbi Yeshua, perhaps the Mishnah is Rabbi Yeshua. And then the Gemara says no, afilu tema Rabbi Eliezer, and then we say no, could he be Rabbi Eliezer? V'lo garcina, but we should not be goris, we should not have the text in the Gemara which says Savrua She'ela L'chud V'Haskar L'chud, that they originally understood that She'ela is one thing and Haskar is another thing. Why? D'halo Mishtama Mimas Nisan, because in this version of the Gemara there's no implication from the Mishnah that She'ela and Haskara are two different things. Meaning some had a version of the Gemara that the Gemara originally took for granted that Shela and Haskar are two different things, and that's how they understood the Mishnah. Rashi says that's not correct. There's no reason to understand the Mishnah that way, and rather should have argir, so where in both versions in the Gemara originally assumes or suggests that Shela and Haskar are the same thing, and only later rejects it and says, no, they're different. Okay, let's continue in the Gemara. Rabbi Huda Omer, however, the Sneha Teva, so we're quoting the last line in our first Mishnah, that the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, which says that we begin saying Mashiva Ruach on the last day of Sukkot at Musaf, and we the last time we say it is on Shachar, the first day of Pesach. So the Gemara says, Uar Minhu, did Rabbi Yehuda really say this? But we have the next Mishnah on Daf Hey says, Ad Masai Shonas Gashem, until when of the year do we ask for rain? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Achi Avar Pesach, we ask until Pesach passes, meaning all the way through Pesach. We continue to say Vesein Talamata. Remeir, Omer Remeir says, no, Achi Avar Nisan, all the way through Nisan, until Nisan passes. So you see that we ask for rain all the way through Pesach, and not only up until the first day of Pesach. So Amar Rav Chista Lokash is not a difficulty. Again, Kan Lishol, Kan Lahazgir. There's a difference between asking for rain and Vesein Talamatar, and mentioning the praise of rain of Mashiv HaRuach. Mishol Sha'ol Va'azol, that we continue asking for rain all the way through Pesach, according to Yehuda, meaning we say Vesein Talamatar in Shemuel Esrei and Chol HaMoed. But Lahazgir V'yantav HaRisham Pasuk, but in terms of mentioning the phrase of Mashiv HaRuach, that we stop on the first day of Yantav. So Amar Ula said, Hadar of Chista, this the Rav Chista said, Kasha kechomet l'shinayim ka'ashin l'inayim. This is as difficult and painful as vinegar to teeth and smoke to the eyes. I mean, that makes no sense. Why does that make no sense? Uma b'makam she'eno shoel mazkir, just like in the place or the time when we do not ask for rain, we do not say v'sein telemater, yet we say the phrase, Mashiva ruach, mi'a korna rihuda, on the last day of Sukkot, even though we're not asking for rain, we still say Mashiva Ruach, so it means in general we say Mashiva Ruach more than we say Vesein Talamatar. So B'makom Sheshoel, so in a place, in a time where we ask for rain, meaning throughout Pesach, we say Vesein Talamatar, Eino Din Shei Maskir, certainly we should include the phrase of Mashiva Ruach from Rina Geshem. It makes no sense what Rav Chista said, that we continue to ask and say Vesein Talmater, but we don't say Mashiva Ruach. It's the other way around. We say Mashiva Ruach more than we say Vesein Talmater. Elo Amar Ula, rather Ula said, Trei Tanaya Liba de Rabbi Yehuda. No, there's simply two Tanayim who argue what is the correct opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, two versions of Rabbi Yehuda. Some said Rabbi Yehuda said we only say it up until the first day of Pesach, both Vesein Talmater and Mashiva Ruach. And some say we say Vesein Talmater, Mashiva Ruach throughout Pesach. Let's keep going in the Gemara. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef said, no, a different answer to answer this contradiction within Rav Yehuda. My Ach Yavor HaPesach, what does the second Mishnah mean when it says that we say V'sein Talamatar all the way through Pesach, until Pesach passes? It means, not until the holiday of Pesach passes, but it means Ach Yavor Shliach Sibur HaRishon HaYorid B'yom Tev HaRishon Shal Pesach. Until the first chazan, the Baal Shachar's, on the first day of Pesach, passes, meaning we say Vesein Talamater through Shachar's on the first day. And if so, then there's no difference. Vesein Talamater is the same thing as Mashiva Ruach Merid HaGashem. We say both through the first day, through Shachar's of the first day of Pesach. So Amar Le Abaye responded, She'ela b'yomtiv mi'ika, that implies that we ask for rain at Shachar's on the first day of Yontiv. Is that true? She'ela b'yomtiv mi'ika, is there really asking for rain on the first day of Yontiv? That can't be, because we ask for rain in the bracha Baruch Aleinu, and that bracha doesn't exist in Yontiv davening. That's only in a whole davening. Amar Lei, he said, in yes, there is asking shoel m'torgamon. Literally, the translator will ask for it. See, Rashi says the translator here means the translator not of davening, but the translator of the rabbi's drasha, that in translating and announcing and repeating the rabbi's drasha, he would include in it at request for rain. Sigmar says, "V'chi meturgam on shoel davar sheino tzarach letzibur." Will the meturgam on the translator ask for something that the community doesn't need? I mean, it's no longer the rainy season, so why would he ask for rain? That doesn't make any sense. So this answer also doesn't make sense. Ella. Rather, it is better we go back to the original answer of Ula, that there is a contradiction whether we say Mashiva Ruach until the first day of Pesach or throughout Pesach, but there's simply two different versions of Rabbi Yehuda. There are two different traditions of what Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabba Amar, Rabba said, "My Ad Shiavor HaPesach." What does it mean until Pesach passes? Ad Shiavor Zman Shchita HaPesach. It means we ask for rain, we say Vesein Talmater, until the time of the Shechting of the Karban Pesach passes. and that was Erev Pesach in the morning. So after Chatzos on Erev Pesach, the 14th of Nisan, we no longer say the same Talmud Matar. Ukitchilaso kein sofo, and its beginning, just like its beginning, so too is the end of the year. Meaning what? Matchilaso matkir afal pisha eno show. Well, just like in the beginning of the rainy season, we mention Mashiva Ruach, meaning on the last day of Sukkot, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Afal pisha eno show, even though we do not ask for rain on that day because it's Yantiv, and we only will ask on the next day on Motzei Sukkot. Afsoto, so to the end of the rainy season, Mazker Afal Pisheino Shoel, meaning in the afternoon of the 14th of Nisan, and also Shacharis, up until Shacharis on the first day of Pesach, we mention Mashiva Ruach, even though we don't ask for rain, because we stop saying the same Talamatar on the morning of the 14th of Nisan, on the morning of the day before Pesach. Amr Le Abaye, Abaye responded to Rabba, Bishloma Tchilaso Mazkir. Bai says that's not a good answer. Why? It makes sense in the beginning of the rainy season we should mention Mashiva Ruach, even though we're not asking yet. Why? Because Haskar Nami reads Zoe Shelahi. Because mentioning and praising Hashem is also a way to appease Hashem in order to ask Him. So since we're getting ready to ask Him for the rain beforehand, we already begin appeasing Him by praising Him for the rain. Elasofu, but the end of the rainy season, my ritzui sheleika, what need is there? What's the point of appeasing Hashem to ask Him for rain? If we've already stopped asking Him for rain, then there's no more need to praise Him for the rain, because we don't praise Him all year long. We only praise Him in order to ask Him. So if we've stopped asking Him, there is no need to praise, to include that praise in Shemona Esrei. So that answer to explain the contradiction in Rabbi Yehuda also makes no sense. Ella mechavarta kidaula. Rather, again, it makes sense. We have to go back to Ula's answer that there are simply two different versions of Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Whether we say Mashiva Ruach and the same Talmater up until the first day of Pesach, or we say both of them all the way through the entire Pesach. Okay, let's see Rashi. Third line in Rashi. On the top of the page, Ad Ema Sai Shola in Esek Hashama. When do we ask for rain? Basofi Mosek Hashama in the end of the rainy season. Ad Shiavar Pesach until Pesach passes. Damrinan Kol Cholol Shalmoid V'Sein Talamater. And throughout Cholomoid, we'll have the phrase V'Sein Talamater in Shemona Esrei. Remeir said Ad Shiatzi Nisan until Nisan passes. Kidamapik Time Adamas Nisan. As we'll see the reason in the Mishnah, as the Mishnah will say the reason later on. Hey, we'll learn that later. Halchi Garcia, this is the correct version of the Gemara. Amar of Chisr, Chisr said, Kan Lishol, Kan Lahazkar, the difference of asking and praising for rain. Mishol, Shalva Azol, Vahazkar, Hayantav Rishon Posik. We ask all the way through Pesach, but we only praise and mention Mashiva Ruach on the first day. We stop on the first day. Rashi, Lishol, Shoel, Vaholech, Adshiavor, HaPesach. We continue to ask throughout Pesach. Kidiktani, as the Mishnah Daf says, Ad Mos, Ashon, until when do we ask? And it says until Pesach passes. But lahazker, to mention and praise for rain, and Mashiva Ruach, eino masker, ela betefilas yotzer, shal yotav rishon. We only include Mashiva Ruach in Shachos on the first day of Pesach, on the first day of Yontiv, but not after that. So you say, that doesn't make sense. Why? But Malkum Sheino Shoel, in the place or the time where we do not ask for rain, meaning what? The Yontiv Hachar and Shalchag on the last day of Sukkot, Sheino Mispal tefilaso, tefilas chol, that we don't daven, achol shmona esrei, and therefore you don't ask for rain, de'ein she'la ela b'berichas Hashanim, because we only ask for rain, and b'berichas Hashanim, and b'arich aleinu, which is only in a chol, not a yantiv davening. And yet, even though we're not asking for rain, mazker, we mention gvurz g'shamim, we say mashiv aruch, k'amar v'yuhuda ha'achrom mazker, as v'yuhuda said in the Mishnah, that the last shechaz in the Baal Musaf included in Shemona Esrei. So b'makam shushol, so in a time or place where he asks for rain, meaning b'chol shel moed shel Pesach, according to you, Rav Chista, that we ask for rain, we say the same Talmatar on Chol Moed Pesach, so certainly we should include Mashiva Ruach. And to say not so, Rav Chista, makes no sense. Therefore, Rav Chista didn't make any sense. So therefore, Ula said, Trey Tanai, there are two Tanayim, two versions of what Rita said. Chad Amar Ad Shiavor HaPesach Sholim. One opinion on Daf Hamad Aleph said that Rehuda said that we continue to ask for rain throughout Pesach, Kol Shechin Shemazkiran, and therefore certainly we also say Mashiva Ruach. V'chad Amar She'ela Ad Pesach, and one said that we ask for rain up until Pesach. V'hazkar Shiachol Lahazkir B'yantav Mazkir, Biyantiv maskir biyantiv harishon shel Pesach betfilas yotzer uvemusaf and posik. And another opinion said, the opinion of our Mishnah, the first Mishnah of the Masechta, said that we ask up until Pesach. We say the same talmatar up until Pesach. The Hazkara and mentioning Mashiva Ruach, which one can mention in Yantav Davening. So Biyantiv Rishon Shel Pesach, Tfilas Yotzer, you will continue to say it on the first day of Pesach in Shacharis, and in Musaf, then you stop. Okay. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef had a different way to resolve the contradiction. How did he do it? Haidiktani ad emasai shon ad sheyavur, that what does it mean until you ask for the Mishnah, hey, which says you ask and read until Pesach passes. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Ashiyavur shliach sibur, until the chazan on the first day of Shacharis passes. V'hainu ki'idach harihuda, and that's going to be the exact same thing as the other Yehuda, the masinsin of our first Mishnah, da'amar harisha maskir achar and eno maskir, that the Baal Shachar says mashiv arach and the Baal Mosef does not. So really there's no contradiction at all between the two. Mishnayos both mean up until Shacharis of the first day. So you say, does that make sense to say that you ask for rain on the first day of Yantiv and Shacharis? Shele b'Yantiv mi'ikas, they're asking on Yantiv, v'chim espalhu tefilas chol zidavni l'chol shemun esrei, sh'ata omer ad sh'yavar Pesach, that you say until Pesach passes, d'hainu zman shlech sivar shel tefilas Yantiv v'rishon shel Pesach, which means the time of the first chazen on the first day of Pesach, that we ask throughout that time, but there's no asking on Yantiv. Amar lei, in shela d'miturgaman, they'll be asking by the translator. Rashi says, Bidrasha, the translator of the rabbi's drasha, Shehu Doresh, because he will, of the drasha that he's darshaning, Omer, so he'll say, Bircha She'ela Levada, he'll say, just alone, separately, he'll include it in his drasha, this bracha and davening, and asking for rain. Just as an aside, Rabbi Nechananel learns that, no, the translator here means the translator of the Shemona Esrei, that they used to have someone who would translate into their native language the davening, and in that translation of the davening, they would include this bracha. But Rashi says, no, we mean the translator and the announcer of the drasha, of the rabbi's speech. So we say, will the Meturgaman really include this request? Rashi davishin asarach l'sira, but it's something which the community doesn't need. The kevin desman hafsaka hu lav orach ara l'mishael b'tzibur davishin asarach, that since it's the time of the rain stopping, we don't want rain anymore. Lav orchar, it's not proper to ask for something that the community does not need. So that answer also doesn't make sense. Then finally, we have another answer by Rava. That what does it mean? The Mishnah Daf Hey, until Pesach passes, it means Ad Shiavur Zman Shchitas Pesach. It doesn't mean the holiday of Pesach, but it means until the time of the carbon Pesach passes. Rashi. Which is Chatzos Yom, the middle of the day, the Arba Asar of the 14th of Nisan, meaning Er Pesach. So what does that mean? Achi, the carbon had to be offered before midday. So it means Achi Yavar Chatzos, until Chatzos passes, the Hainu Kol Tfilas Yotzer, which means Shacharis, the morning. Vashmin and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is teaching us to be Mincha, the Arba Pesachim, at Mincha of Er Pesach, Apagav, the Matzlin and Tfilas Chol, even though you're still davening a Chol Shemona Esrei, and therefore you could include V'sein Talamater. Still mafsik, and we stop V'lo yomar V'sein Talamater, and we do not say V'sein Talamater. V'afagav demad karina and ad l'machar, and even though you're going to continue to include the phrase of Mashiv Aruch until the next day in Yantiv b'musafin and up until Musaf of the first day of Yantiv, still posek ha-she'ele b'tfilas mincha shel erev Yantiv. We stop asking for rain of V'sein Talamater in Mincha of Erev Yantiv, Shal Erev Yantiv Harishon. We stop saying that on Mincha of Erev Yantiv. The Hazkar Shiach al-Hazkar B'Yantiv, but the phrase of Mashiv Aruch, which you could say even on Yantiv, so then Maskar Tfilas Musaf Shal Yantiv Harishon. That you'll continue to say up until Musaf of the first day of Yantiv. So even though we'll stop saying V'Sein Talmatar at Mincha and Erev Pesach, we continue to say Mashiv Aruch up until Musaf of Yantiv. And we say that Kitzchilas, just like the beginning of the rainy season, Shumaskar Tzchilas B'Yantiv Acharon Shel Chag, that you will say the phrase Mashiv Aruch on the last day of Sukkot, V'no Shoal B'Achar Chag, but you only ask for St. Talmatar until the next day after Sukkot. Kach B'Sofa, so to the end of the rainy season, Eino Shoal B'Mincha, you do not ask at Mincha Erev Yantiv Risha, you do not say V'Sein Talmatar and Erev Yantiv in Mincha. But umaskir, you will continue to be maskir, say mashivurach, ad most of shil yontav rishon, until most of the first day of yontav. Vahacha, so therefore we see, just like in the beginning of the year, we say mashivurach when we don't say v'sein talamater, so to the end, we say mashivurach, even though we don't say v'sein talamater. Vahacha, and here Rashi says, alech lemifrach shelo b'yontav me'ika, here you can't ask that question anymore, is there really she'ela, is there really asking for rain on yontav, because Kunarava, we end asking for rain on Erev Yontiv. And the Mishnah Daf Hey, which says until Pesach passes, means Karban Pesach, and it means until Erev Yontiv. So I said that also doesn't make sense. Why? Because the reason why we begin saying Mashivurach before we say the Saint Talamatar on the last of Sukkot is the Hazkar, Namitzrach Shelihi, mentioning and praising Hashem for rain, is also for the purpose of asking for rain, Shemaras Tchila, because we first appease Hashem and praise Him, Mephishi Yav Shelo Lishal B'Yantiv, because since it's impossible to ask for rain of a saint and say the Saint Talamatar and Yantiv on the last day of Sukkot, the Kaven and the Ika Sheila, about rain, since we're going to begin asking immediately after Yantiv, Maskehu L'Ritsuye Ba'amah, so you begin Say Mashivurach to appease and praise Hashem on the last day of Yontiv. So it makes sense to start Mashivurach early. So for the end of the year, Lamahu Masker, why should you continue to say Mashivurach? Hoel, Vein Sarach Lishol, since you no longer need to ask, we don't want rain anymore, Mikan Ve'ela, from now on. Hakevin de Ifsakta Me'etzmal, since you already stopped asking for rain yesterday, Galisa Daitech, you've made it known, you've revealed your opinion and your desire. Jelo Nechalach Behu, you don't want rain anymore. But my masker, so then why mention Mashiva Ruach, and why praise Hashem for the rain? So therefore, that answer also doesn't make sense. And again, finally, we return to Ula's answer, that in terms of the contradiction of Rabbi Yehuda, that in our Mishnah, he says, you begin saying Mashiva Ruach, that you say Mashiva Ruach up until the first day of Pesach, and the Mishnah Daf Hey, which says you say V'sein Talamatar until throughout Pesach, until the last day of Pesach, there's really no way to resolve it, and these are simply two different traditions. One tradition, some people thought that Yehuda said you say Mashiva Ruach and V'sein Talamatar up until the first day of Pesach, and some felt that Yehuda said that you say V'sein Talamatar Mashiva Ruach throughout Pesach up until the last day of Pesach.